At a distant research facility, the final 10% of the human genome has just been discovered. And with it, all hell has broken loose. Now, a call for help has gone out.
Game time. Listen up, man.
We're going in hot.
If it breathes, kill it.
There's something coming up behind you.
It's an Azure!
What is that?
We gotta go now.
Ah! Evacuate! Evacuate!
Sir, are you okay?
Fighting random people, you don't have control of it, but you can bet resources, and if you win, you get more resources. Oh shit, I probably should not have. We'll bet a shitty resource because I think this little kid's about to get his shit kicked in. Oh, maybe not. Maybe you got this, little kid. Oh yeah, shit, he did. I should have bet something good.
James is playing Fire Emblem Special Edition.
Fire Emblem
Breath of Rita.
What are you guys doing? Are we recording now?
Yep, just looking up news.
There is no news.
Yeah, I gave up on that. But welcome everybody to the Nintendo Dreamcast podcast, episode 94.
Really? It seems like we've been in the 90s for the past 10. I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's what happens when we like skip 3 weeks.
Takes a lot longer to get to 100.
Yep.
All right, let's get this done so I can go home and play Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we will not be doing another case of Sherlock Holmes on the podcast this time. It's back down to normal
business.
We could.
Do we get a good reception? Do we get a lot of downloads?
It's super popular. We got so many emails requesting us to do more.
I mean, we could do it again later.
Wait a minute,
but
are you serious?
No.
Okay. Why did you get my hopes
How
up?
Would I know if it was popular? Like, but I mean, the
what
people
do you mean, was it? Would you get downloads like more than normal? Less.
I mean,
normal?
we got slightly more than the normal amount of downloads, but that just might have been like, you know,
what
normal.
What else? People could have posted on the Facebook, like, oh, I really liked that episode.
Well, you would have seen that.
I shared that, and my mom listened to it, and she went through and looked at all the episodes we've done beforehand and had to listen to the one called Danny Has Butt Cancer. So, thanks for that, guys.
That's what you get for not sharing it more often, man.
Why does she listen to the podcast?
No, I just shared this one because it wasn't...
You thought it was innocuous?
It was something that like my family might actually want to listen to.
Right.
You opened up that can of worms.
Yeah.
So what'd your mom think? Is she a fan now?
She liked the game we played. She thought it was really interesting.
I mean, the butt cancer episode.
Oh, I don't know.
Can we name this one Danny Comes Out of the Closet?
You guys are the worst.
Like, oh no, mom, I'm gay. The Danny Haves story. I kid.
Not that there'd be anything wrong with that.
No, nope. Your mom definitely is going to listen to this. I think you're gay. I'm sorry. So, what's everyone been playing? What have you been playing, Matt? What'd you play?
Fat Princess Adventures with my daughter.
Oh, is that different than just like Fat Princess?
Yeah, it's like the action RPG version of
nice.
That. So it's like a full line of quests you can do. And
cool.
Yeah, it's cute and it's got lots of little details that make it fun to watch and run around in. The gameplay is all right. You know, it's a hack and slash action RPG.
Is it on Steam or Wii?
PS4. I don't think it's going to be on it. I think Bat Princess is like a Sony game. So.
Yeah, it's not going to be on anything.
For whatever reason, I thought it was a handheld game. Was it a Vita game?
It was a Vita game.
There was a Vita too, Vita version. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Vita and PlayStation Online.
Yeah. Look at this, like, look at that art there.
Yeah,
that
James is showing off his beautiful Fire Emblem Tactics.
Oh, I didn't even see the back. The back has cool art too.
Yeah, that is amazing.
James got the Fire Emblem Fates Special Edition box. You want to talk about that at all, James?
Yeah. What have you been playing first? Sorry, I don't want to I just every time I look down, I get so distracted by how awesome it is. Maybe I'll just pull out the hardcover art book here.
I played. I was still playing the game Hand of Fate. It was a free deal download for Xbox One. I thought it was going to get pushed off. That's what I said last episode. But it's still there. But it will be pushed off at the end of February. So people still have a little time to pick it up. It's fun. I was playing it on hard originally. But as the game got more and more difficult, it's just really frustrating. Because the only way to progress is to make it all the way through the dungeon to the end and beat the boss. And I got to the point where I was just losing in, like, regular fights. So I, for, like, the second half of the game, I dipped it down to easy just so I could get through it quicker. Because I really just want to see what happens at the end. There isn't really a really compelling story or anything.
Yeah.
Other than that, I decided I need to finish Fallout 4. So I jumped back into that and got to the point in the storyline where I basically can't do a story mission without just giving a big middle finger to one of the factions.
Yeah, I got there and I did that and then I stopped playing.
Like, I either have to say fuck you to the Institute or fuck you to the Brotherhood. So far, it doesn't seem like the Minutemen care what I do whatsoever.
Yeah, there's some whatever.
Yeah. But
what about the Railroad?
I haven't gotten...
The Railroad cares.
I haven't gotten a mission yet where it says, if you do this, you'll be fucking the Railroad. But I imagine if I do the Institute mission where I say, fuck the Brotherhood, immediately after that, there's going to be a Railroad mission where I say, fuck the Institute. I decided what my path is going to be. I'm going to piss off the Brotherhood of Steel first, then the Institute second, and then just finish the Railroad quest. Though I did make a save before I fuck anyone over, so I could go back
always
and play another
you fuck
faction.
Somebody, Danny.
So I could play another faction if I wanted to. I don't know if I will go back and do each faction's ending, though.
At one point, the Railroad chick asks you to choose between the Minutemen and the Railroad.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get to that?
I have not gotten to that part yet.
Yeah. At that point, I chose the Minutemen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, they're like the most boring faction.
They're the ones with like all the world-building stuff in it. Like, well, the,
I
like,
guess that's true.
The town-building.
I could see why you would pick them, then. That is just...
I think it's the most democratic, inclusive solution too. Like, I mean, you're building up cities, rebuilding society.
Yeah, they don't seem to be in contest with any of the other factions, as far as I could tell. It's just really the Brotherhood of Steel, the Railroad, and the Institute that all seem to want to.
I mean, they're the
butt
ones
heads.
Setting up the infrastructure and like the trade routes and Everybody else is just trying to do a power grab.
Underappreciated Minutemen. Yeah. I saw like some videos of people like rebuilding Fort Independence, like filling in those gaps in the walls and stuff.
Wow,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I just kind of have everything.
Look this way.
other than that,
you don't want to look into it until you start the game because there's some spoilers in the illustration.
Other than that, I've just been reading more. I've been reading Game of Thrones a little bit again because I still haven't finished that. And I have a visual novel I've been reading since I got a tablet.
Nice.
Fun Home. Is that what you're reading?
What is that? Okay.
Yeah. So, and you got what?
I've been playing Fire Emblem. It's amazing. Lots of good stuff.
This is a story.
But first, I'll tell my tale of woe. So, if you listen to the podcast, you know on November 12th, I announced happily that I had pre-ordered the Fire Emblem Fates Special Edition. The day in which it came out, like, opened to order, and it was immediately, like, an hour. Like, it was an hour window. So I, every, like, week, I've checked my Amazon to make sure it's still, like, you know, shipping soon. Because I've heard horror stories of things, like, disappearing off of, like, Amazon's, like... out of your like shopping cart or whatever after you've like bought it or whatever. So Thursday night I'm checking because it was released on Friday. And it still says shipping soon, expected arrival Friday. And I'm like, that's odd because it's 11:50 at night, hasn't shipped yet. So I have a hard time believing it's going to be here tomorrow. So I fire off a quick email to Amazon customer service because they're really good about responding by email. So about 30 minutes later, they respond. They're like, oh, hey, we have not sent that to you yet because we don't have it to send to you. I'm like, well, that's not cool. They're like, no, it's fine. You know, this has proven to be a very popular item, and unfortunately, the manufacturer couldn't fulfill our like order. But we anticipate to be able to fulfill it in March or April. I was like, no, and they're like, okay, well, this is what we'll do for you. If you want, you could cancel your order with this because we see that there are resellers on Amazon that have this item in stock, and you could just buy it from them. I'm like, all right, let me shoot over there. Like, oh, it's $300.
Oh, God.
Yeah, on an Amazon reseller. I'm like, no, I don't want to pay $300 for it. And they're like, okay, well, we can't tell you when it's going to be in, but we feel really, really bad about what's happened. So we're going to offer you 20% off of this item. And then at the end of each one of these emails, there's a button that says, are you satisfied? Yes or no. So, of course, I'm hitting no. I'm like, no, fuck you. I'm not going to be satisfied until I have it in my hand. So like, I respond again. I'm like, this is completely unacceptable, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, okay, we understand that you're still not satisfied. We're going to give you 50% off. Like, are you satisfied? Yes or no? So I'm like, okay, let me go through here. I'm like, 50% off of nothing is nothing because I don't have my fucking product. Like, no, I'm not satisfied. Like, I don't think you understand. I was really looking forward to playing the game, blah, 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 blah. Like, okay.
I would have taken the 50% at that point.
Oh, I did.
Oh, you
I
did?
It's better. I got a lot of stuff out of them if you want to
wow.
go the whole chain. So are you satisfied? Yes or no? So I'm like, no. So I was looking forward to playing this today, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, we will send you a digital code for Birthright and 50% off. Are you satisfied? And I'm like, I will definitely take these things, but no, I'm not fucking satisfied. Where the fuck is my game? And they're like, all right, there's just nothing we can do at this point. Here's like the code, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right. I was like, this really, really sucks. Like, I've been, you know, on my podcast and then parentheses, you know, the Nintendo Dreamcast podcast at Podomatic, blah, 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 blah. I put the link. It's like, I've been a huge proponent of dropping the traditional pre-order route of like GameStop and brick and mortar and how Amazon Prime is such an amazing replacement, blah, 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 blah. But now I have to go on my podcast one day and say that it's full of shit because your service sucks dick. I didn't get an immediate response. Like, they were like firing off like every 20 minutes. About 2 hours later, I get one. And this is like, I don't know how to read it, but it is like 8 paragraphs long. Needless to say, they're like, oh, it'll be there Monday. And then like the shipping information immediately sent. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this whole time, I just had to drop like that I was part of a podcast. Like, it's great. I have it here in my hand right now. It's amazing. Like, that's fucking fantastic. I just feel sorry for the guy who they're like, okay, we need a special edition. This guy does have a podcast. Fucking
fuck that guy. You should have a podcast.
Yeah. So it's the one time in the entire universe this podcast has done anything for me. I reaped that benefit so hard.
The past 2 years, suddenly worthwhile.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I've been playing the digital version of Birthright because I used the code. And then I was really excited. And then I found out that if you have a physical copy, basically you have to, if I want to play Conquest with the same save, it has to be, they both have to be downloaded, or one has to be a physical copy with a download after. So I'm just rushing through Birthright on easy, or not easy, but on normal, and then I'm gonna replay it on hard and do Birthright and Conquest and cool. Revelation back to back. But it was pretty cool. The game's great. I could go on about it. I was hoping somebody else, I figured somebody else had played it. One of our friends, Shane, was supposed to come on tonight. But if you're listening to Shane, you really disappointed everybody. But he did not, and because I know he's been playing Fire Emblem, so we could have talked about it a little bit, you know. But that's cool.
That's probably why he didn't come, because he's playing Fire Emblem.
Playing Fire Emblem. But, yeah, we can go into it a little bit. If you liked Awakening, you'll like this. It's better than Awakening, just there's a lot more features. A lot more.
Like what?
Like the castle building, which is really, really cool.
What's that all about?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Like, well, what happens in the castle building?
Just read any article.
We don't have a ton else to talk about, but like, Yeah. So assume our listeners get their news from this source.
At some point in the game, you get access to the astral plane. And in the astral plane, the dragon Lilith lets you build your own fortress in the astral plane. There you can build buildings such as an armory, a rod shop, a lottery, a gladiator arena, a prison, statues of the characters that you've recruited. You can build a farm, all kinds of stuff. And it acts as like a hub in between quests, so you can visit your companions there. The shop no longer pops up on the map. You go back to your castle to buy stuff, which is a lot of improvement. I like it a lot. The whole like building your own castle is really cool. It can get invaded. When it gets invaded, the invaders prioritize fucking up your castle over killing you, which is kind of funny because like they'll run around like your buildings have hit points. They'll be like fucking up my rod shop. I'm like, God damn it. I just built that shop. So you have to kind of defend it, which is, it's just cool. I'm playing Birthright right now. So I know Conquest has a lot of different stuff going on for it, but
how do you like defend against those attacks?
The castle is its own battle map. So it just takes it from free roaming into a battle grid.
And it does that automatically while you're not playing it?
No, like, it pops up. So when you leave your castle, it goes to, it'll have the chapter number, so you can go to the next chapter. It'll have like challenges, which you know how in the first one you could grind at different locations.
Right.
You had to buy like the reeking box. And this one, it'll just say there's a challenge at this map, like an old map, and you go there and fight. It'll have the Dragon's Gate, which is like the DLC hub, and then it'll have paralogs. So when you find your children, you have like paralog one, paralog two.
Right.
And then it'll say invasion. If your castle's being invaded. So you select it like you would a battle, and then you go fight. So you don't have to defend it unless you go to the actual map to defend it.
Okay. And then you can go, do you get anything special for winning a battle? Or is
XP
it just
and
XP?
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You don't get your shit fucked up. Did you ever play XCOM?
No.
Okay.
Like a little bit, not much at all.
There would be like times when your base would get attacked, and you could just skip the battle if you want, but if you did, you just get fucked up.
Right.
But, The animation, there's a lot more of the anime like style, actual animated shorts. They're really, really cool. Just the visual style, the whole game is, it's an evolution of the style they used for Awakening, which was a new style. And it just looks
I only awesome. Have one concern. In yep. this game, do people have feet?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they put feet in.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody's got feet now.
Jesus, it's like so much better than Awakening then.
Yeah. And this one, the brand new feature is feet. You can get gay married. So it's version exclusive. So if you play Birthright, your women can get married. And if you play Conquest, which takes place in Europe, dudes can get married. I like to think that it's Japan's way of saying that all dudes in Europe are gay and that they just have in Japan. Like all the dudes are totally straight in Japan, but all their women get freaky. Like, no, we're so straight. We watch our women have a sex. European men, so gay. So
there's something for everybody. Lesbians, gays,
my question,
foot fetish.
I've been working up a lady on lady relationship, but I don't know if you get a kid out of it. I mean, I know that two women can't have sex and get pregnant. Like I learned that part in school, but I don't know if they just like adopt or something. So I've only gotten one person married in the game so far, and then you're like the paralogue for your kid comes up. In the original Awakening, your children are from the future, like coming back to help you. In this one, it's kind of shoehorned in because there's no time travel element to this. So your castle's in the astral plane, and to protect your children, this like Lilith, this dragon that's kind of like your, I don't know, caretaker, like takes care of the access to the thing. She makes little worlds inside the astral plane that you send your children to protect them so, you know, they can't be invaded or whatever. But the kicker is that these little pocket dimensions, time is like goes much faster. So,
yeah.
Yep. So that's how
it's
you...
It's like the time chamber in Dragon Ball Z, except in reverse.
Yeah. Exactly. Like but I'll have more to talk about once I play through it more. And hopefully... we'll see the difference between the versions, which should be cool. I might play Conquest as a lady because I've never made a lady character like Danny does in all of his games. So we'll see.
I did not make a lady character in Fallout 4, actually.
Did you?
I did not.
What the fuck, Danny?
I just broke my rule this one time. I wanted to make a dude.
It broke immersion. You're like, there's no way a woman could actually survive in the apocalypse. We've seen a boy and his dog. We know what happens. Fair enough, Danny. Just playing for realism. I like it.
Yeah, it's nice.
What else we got to talk about? Because I feel like I just want to talk it. Fire Emblem at you guys.
I was thinking about... I did not pre-order the game because I thought it would just be like I'd spend $80 and I could get everything out of it that I wanted. It didn't. It wasn't until after pre-orders were over that you pointed out that this is the only way to get it all on one cart.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's a really good way of thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe I would be able to buy one after the fact on the secondary market, either used... I'd be perfectly fine if someone just put up a used cart of the special edition mm-hmm. without a box or anything and sold it to me. But right now, since the game's just out, it's all boxed copies.
Yeah.
And they're not going for quite as much on as on Amazon. I think the average price I've seen on eBay is about $200.
Yeah.
So I've been watching them, seeing if maybe I could sneak something in at like $150 or below. Yeah. So far, it's a no-go. I'm hoping maybe the shine falls off the apple, but from what you've told me, it seems like even the people that pre-ordered it didn't get it.
Them. Yeah, there's a lot of people that have
There's a lot of people that want it and are not going to get it, so it might be... if I wanted a copy, I'd have to hope someone sells it after beating it.
It just says Fire Emblem Fates on the cart. It doesn't even say the other game.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd have to hope someone will play through the whole thing, beat it, and then not want to keep the game anymore and just sell the cart.
Yeah.
I will buy a used cart any day of the week. It doesn't have the box.
Yeah, there's a big controversy. Best Buy has an eBay account where they put up like used electronics and stuff. And on Friday, they put up 150 special editions and canceled people's orders. Like people
wow.
didn't get them from Best Buy.
Shit.
And so evidently today, I've been following it on Reddit. They canceled a bunch of their eBay orders because Nintendo got super pissed. Like evidently, that's like a breach of contract through Nintendo nice. Or whatever.
Wow.
But I can imagine how pissed off. Like if I had ordered mine through Best Buy and I saw their eBay account was like they're selling for like $300 a piece, I would have been like, holy shit.
What?
Yeah, and there's some guy on people have been like tracking eBay accounts because people are super butthurt about this on the Fire Emblem yeah. subreddit. But there's one seller who put up 135 copies and he sold, as of this morning, 96 of them. They estimated that he made like $30,000 off of selling.
Wow.
It's just, yeah.
Wow. That we didn't think of that.
Yeah. If I wasn't such a Fire Emblem whore, like, I should find other games that I don't like that do this shit so I can buy them and make money off of them, but there's no way I could let this go.
I mean, there's really not many games like Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
I went through something similar, not like that, but I talked about this before. I Kickstartered a Mega Man board game like 2.5 years ago, and it like hit James's shelf. I saw it on there, and I'm like, God fucking damn it! Why haven't they mailed it to me yet? they'd been posting updates. They actually gave me a UPS tracking number at the beginning of January, and went like, when we ship these out, this will be your tracking number.
Okay.
So I had been watching it off and on, and it's like literally no activity on my tracking order in like 2 months.
Did you email them?
Yeah, I emailed. They had like this guy Shane. Feel so bad for him. He like because to check on your order, you just email this guy at Jasco directly. I'm sure he gets like 400 emails.
Were you like, I went to the game store and this fucking game is on the shelf for sale?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not as good at being mean as you. But I did.
Fuck you, Danny.
Like,
how's that for being mean?
I did say like, so I have this tracking number and it's been just dead for 2 months. What's up? And he's like, he emailed me back and he's like, all right, I avoided your previous tracking order and giving you another one. What happened was in January. Our US UPS account got suspended because we just took out like 5,000 orders on like one account and maxed out their credit card accidentally. So they got like half of them charged and shipped, but the other half they didn't get like the credit card limit hit, and then they suspended the account. So everything else was just dead tracking numbers. I don't know.
You don't think maybe they would have emailed you guys?
Yeah, yeah. They said they were, he told me they were working to get it resolved. So maybe they were just hoping I could like hold on until UPS unsuspended their account so they could use it again. But they're like, I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to do if you didn't email them. But so, he said they gave me a due tracking order. It should be like mailed out sometime this week and I'll get it.
Well, good. Good. If you did pre-order it and you're waiting, I actually have it for still here at Arkham House Games.
Nice. How much is it?
$80.
$80.
But it comes with amazing models of like
they're really good.
The like villains and Mega Man. They're fully painted. They're really, really cool. It's like a game that I would buy. I think Danny kickstarted just for the models.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They're at least amiibo quality.
Okay. I have that the game coming and the unreleased expansion, which just adds two more bosses to the game that you can fight. And I think changes it from like four player. Like you can, it adds two more Mega Man figures. So I think maybe it ups the amount of people that can play. But it's nice. I just really wanted the figures.
Speaking of amiibos, if anybody has any of the Fire Emblem amiibos, you should let me borrow them for a second because they're sitting in my Amazon cart right now. And I'm like, should I buy these or not? Because you can tap them to load the characters into your roster.
Nice.
Like I want, but I don't know. It's like they're not that expensive on Amazon. Like to get all four of them, it's like $100, like $25 a piece. But still,
it's a lot of money for toys.
Yeah, hopefully, Ish still has some of those hanging around.
He said he didn't. I think
he said he was gonna look.
Oh, okay, sounded like a no to me.
I really just want the Lucina one. I think because I think it would be cool to pull one over from Awakening. I was never big into Marth and
Roy.
Ike and Roy. I guess Robin would be cool, actually. Fuck.
Yeah, Robin is awesome.
Fuck. I don't want to buy an amiibo.
Are you planning to play any of the DLC for Fallout 4?
I don't know yet, honestly.
Yeah, if you're going to, you got to make your make up your mind like by like March 1st because the price is going to go up from $29.99 for the season pass to $49.99.
Oh,
it's like a $10 increase, but
ugh, I don't know. Ugh, that just puts a bad taste. It's supposed to go the other way, right? Like
no,
DLC.
No.
Is
well, no,
a
they're
price.
Not. They're just discounting it deeply. Like if you pre-order it, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a pre-order price, I guess. But
yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
They added a bunch more DLC to the package, so in light of that, they decided to increase the price. Is how they're spinning
the
it.
The DLC looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I probably should just get it at $29.99 then, because I think I will play it eventually. But if I did buy it, I don't feel like I would play it this year. I'd probably play it next year.
Yeah, I think I'm. Yeah, I don't know. I initially said I was not going to play anymore because I was waiting for the DLC, but I still don't feel like. Picking it up
2015 became the year of open world RPGs for me.
Yeah.
I played so many fucking open world. I was like going backwards on my list. Like holy fucking shit! I spent like 9 months this year playing open world RPGs. No wonder I'm so burnt out from video games in general.
Yeah, I mean, I probably put like 300 hours in all the.
Yeah,
RPGs.
I mean, I did like Witcher, Dragon Age Inquisition,
Fallout.
Oh, shit, there was more. What else came out?
Those
games by themselves were like 7 months of my life, basically.
Yep. I will play the Fallout 4 DLC because really some of the only DLC that I've actually committed to and played was Fallout 3, which I played through all of them,
yeah.
And Skyrim, I played through all three of those. So,
yeah,
they put out good DLC.
I still have Skyrim on my to playlist, but I can't imagine going through and playing Skyrim after what I've done in 2015.
No,
Skyrim's so fucking good.
Yeah.
So you've never played Skyrim?
Not all the way through.
Oh my god,
so good!
I never beat Skyrim, but like I got up to like level 60.
It?
Yeah,
yeah, beat it and played through all.
I do that a lot.
Yeah, that's
I get
just
to like
Matt's...
very end, and then I like
Matt. It's just Matt's MO.
One day I just stop playing and start playing something else before I beat.
I beat vanilla Skyrim, and then like the next year, the Game of the Year edition came out, and I started brand new and played all the DLC. And they, oh my god!
Again. Yeah,
now just thinking about it, I want to go home and play Skyrim. Fuck!
I bought the Game of the Year edition on computer because it was like $13 during one of the winter sales or something like that. I didn't play it immediately because I don't like playing games on my computer very much, especially like that. But then I got like a really long USB cable and a Xbox One controller. So now I can play all those things as if they were on my Xbox just by streaming my computer to my TV screen.
Huh.
So that's what I've been doing. That's what I was planning on doing with Skyrim, but just all the everything else that happened, I can't go back to it right now. I have to find some little short 8-hour games to play first, like 20-hour games.
Yeah, there's enough of those around.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty. Oh, Kurt Russell in in Guardians 2. I remember saw that.
Is he Star Dad?
James.
Yeah.
Star Dad.
It's gonna be great.
I think that I don't know what his character's actual name is, but that's what I've heard him referred to as Star Dad.
He's the Lord of Spartax, which is the name of a celestial empire. But he's a real dick in the comics, so I imagine Kurt Russell will really bring the dick shine in. And
he's perfect for it.
Yeah.
So
great at being a dick.
I started reading Game of Thrones again, yeah. And it's because when you mentioned Jojen paste in that one conversation,
yeah.
I like looked it up. And that just led to like an hour and a half of going down the rabbit hole of Game of Thrones fan theories.
So I like to read all about Bloodraven.
Jojen Pace has a lot about Bloodraven. I didn't read anything.
What is Jojen Pace? Like, I know who Jojen is.
It's a game theory.
Have you read any of the books?
Yeah, I've read all of them.
You know at the end, spoilers. If you haven't,
spoilers for Game of Thrones.
This is past the show. So if you haven't read the books, or
this spoiler is from the last book,
is even if you've watched every episode of the show, this will be a spoiler for you.
I thought the last book wasn't that good anyway. So
really, I liked it a lot better than some of the others. But anyway, so when he goes to like see Bloodraven and Jojen goes under the tree, and they talk about how like sacrifices have to be made for like the vision and stuff, and Jojen before they get there like sees his own death. Well, then they start feeding Bran, and they start feeding him like this, like red mash, and it's a pretty big theory that he's eating Jojen paste because they don't have any fucking food up there, man. You know how like Bloodraven's like fused in with the tree, like because it like keeps him alive and sustains him, like that's helping him make the transition or whatever.
Oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, I totally dove through all of the popular fan theories, like R plus L equals J, Gravedigger, Robert Strong, but that was a really obvious one. I can't remember what the other ones were. But like, yeah, it was like an hour and a half of watching YouTube videos this one guy put together or about all the fan theories. He had like a patron. God, I hate people with patrons.
Patron.
Or what is it? What is it called?
Patreon.
Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should get a Patreon.
Yeah, sure.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, if we got like $60 every 3 months, that'd be enough to buy like better equipment and like advertise.
More chicken nuggets.
I just look at people with Patreon accounts and just like go green with envy. Like this motherfucker is making like $4,000 a month just to make like one YouTube video a week. And it's just like a whiteboard that he's rewriting words on.
Talking about
like
Trump
that.
Or something?
No.
Did he also have like commercials on his YouTube account?
Yeah.
So he's making
it's
money
just
twice.
Like, so much money.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite YouTubers, Shady Penguin. That guy is like buying a house and shit off his YouTube money. He just does Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like on his YouTube channel.
I'm just green with envy, man.
My daughter's gotten super into these unboxing videos on YouTube. Fucking hate them. They're horrible. It's just this whiny lady like opening these like toys, like these little tchotchkes, like My Little Pony and Adventure Time and
oh
shit
God,
like that.
That sounds horrible.
But yeah, I looked her up and she's like a multi-millionaire. Like she's one of the top YouTubers. Like apparently it's super popular with kids my age and up. My kid's age and yeah. So
just unboxing
I don't know. Wish I thought of that.
Green with envy.
Green. Do you guys want to talk about what?
You guys want to talk about Doom? You guys both watched Doom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hit it, Danny.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, I watched it like 3 weeks ago. I don't know if I'll be able to give the same quality summary I usually give.
Give it your best shot.
I'm
going to go get a bag of Cheetos while you're doing this.
So let me think about this. It opens up with apparently on Earth they've found some sort of gateway to Mars that was buried in... under the ruins of like an ancient civilization. I can't remember what they called it. It was like the Ark or...
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a portal to Mars. that instantaneously transports you to Mars at like light speed. And so they've been using this portal to go to Mars and do excavations and use space on Mars for research purposes. And there is a research lab that has some sort of catastrophe. So we the crew that we're following is like a cleanup crew for the like military that comes in and cleans up all the shady shit they're doing when shit goes wrong. So it's we got the Rock and his team of I don't know, mercenaries, I guess you could call them.
It's a real aliens type situation.
Yeah, they're very much an alien crew, and they all have like cool code names.
Like what?
I can't think of all of them right now.
Just one of them.
I think the second main character besides Reaper. Rocker was the Reaper. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the Rock's nickname?
Sarge.
Sarge. Yeah. Super dull. but and then there is there was one guy named whose nickname was the Kid because he's the rookie.
Yeah.
Everyone just called him Kid.
It was Preacher. But when
they
also,
like
think,
they like pick up their guns, it confirms their identity and goes like confirming Sarge, and then the Kid picks up his gun, confirming the Kid, and he's like, "That's my name." Shit.
Yeah, the computer like gave them nicknames, I guess. I don't know.
No, I think they put the nicknames in themselves. Oh, okay. And they are just fucking with this rookie by giving them the nickname the Kid. And so they go there. They're trying to figure out what's going on. Because they got a SOS message from one of the scientists that is inside the research facility. He was talking about how everyone's being murdered. So when we get there, when they get there, they go into the Reaper's sister works on Mars, and they have some sort of jilted past where his parents died in an excavation accident on Mars. So he hates Mars now, but his sister works there, and it's like, put a hamper in their relationship in the last for the last 10 years or something. But now they're both up there together, and she's like, I have to come into the research plant with you to extract valuable company data. And, of course, Reaper's like, no, fuck that. You're staying here. We can't protect a civvy. And
this is Eomer, right?
What?
Eomer is Reaper?
I don't know. Who is Eomer?
Carl Urban?
I don't know who that is.
Bones from Star Trek?
Really?
It's Judge Dredd, isn't it?
Carl Urban, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Continue.
Oh, the new Star Trek. Okay. But so they go in.
I totally didn't recognize him. Yeah, you're right. It is him.
They go in and they find like the main doctor, and he's like insane and crazy. And they keep hearing things in the complex, and they eventually kill some big monster. But they figure out this is like really this is the part of the movie where I was kind of like it's like really dark all the time.
Yeah,
it's so, it was not a great combat scenes or anything. But what they eventually figure out is that these whatever the original monster was, it attacks people and injects them with some sort of chromosome altering serum or something like that.
Right.
And
they just assume that everybody it attacks make turns them into like an evil killing machine.
Yes, because they turn into these like weird monsters. They keep having to fight these monsters, and they're like really strong. They don't seem to die very easily. And like everybody gets killed off except for like two or three of them in various demeaning ways. Like one guy gets killed in the bathroom while he was like pretending to take a shit so he could call for SOS or something like that, and he got attacked by a monster. But they eventually it's like Reaper, Sarge, and the girl, and then the Kid are alive.
Yeah.
Their one concern for a while was that they couldn't let any monsters get back to the Ark and transport back to Earth.
Right.
Eventually, one of the monsters did get back to Earth, though, and they had evacuated all the scientists to Earth, but they couldn't go back up the elevator to the surface of Earth. So they were just stuck in the Ark plant
right.
area,
like the facility.
The facility.
Yeah.
So when the monster got through, it killed most of them. And Sarge is like, Sarge also finds the BFG at some point. It just like shoots like blue plasma and just melts everything in front of you.
Yeah.
So Sarge initiates an emergency protocol. He's like, it escaped to Earth. We can't take any chances. Anyone that was in that facility when it escaped there could have been contaminated. So we just have to kill everybody. And Reaper and the kid don't like it. The kid finds a whole storeroom of uninfected people. Like, none of them had been bitten. And Sarge is like, no, sorry, no, kid, you have to go back and kill all those people. And the kid goes like, no. And so Sarge just blows his head off and says, like, that's what you get for insubordination.
I thought that was a pretty interesting moment for that movie. Like,
yeah.
Like, I wasn't expecting Rock to, like, turn into the bad guy, yeah. You know.
So it becomes...
The antagonist. I mean, it had more depth than I expected from that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, it basically becomes Rock versus Reaper and his sister. And what they figured out there, what scientists were trying to do, is they discovered this gene, this chromosome or gene-altering formula that apparently the ancient civilization that originally built the Ark came up with. And it was able to give some people like super strength and super healing abilities. But if you...
The X gene from X-Men.
There's like three different... Uh-huh. There's three different reactions to it. It either made you into a monster, it made you into like a god, or it didn't affect you at all. Because if you're... If your brain doesn't secrete enough adrenaline or something like that, then it doesn't – the monsters don't even register you, so they don't even bother injecting you. They just kill you. But so most – everyone so far has turned into monsters, and the Reaper is dying at some point from his fight with the Rock. They escape into a storeroom, lock themselves in. He's
about
dying.
Time to go God mode.
Yeah, and his sister goes like, I know you, Reaper. You're a good person. You won't turn into a monster. And just sticks this syringe full of the chromosome-altering shit into him. And he, like, wakes up maybe, I don't even know, like, half an hour to an hour later. And he's, like, perfectly healed. And he picks up his gun. And this is, like, the really interesting part of the movie where it goes into first-person shooter mode. Like, yeah. Like in like you were actually playing Doom. And it's, like, he's, like, checking his clips and stuff like that. And it's just like 5 to 10 minutes of him running around, shooting everything he sees. Like it was a real Doom video game.
According to the IMDb trivia page, that scene took 14 days to shoot.
Yeah, they had a lot of trouble with it. But
and but eventually he meets up with his sister, and his sister is okay still. And the Rock is there, and the Rock has been bitten. Obviously, he's like starting to turn alien looking, and you can see the wound on his arm or something like that. But he's like, "I'm going up that elevator, Reaper." Mm-hmm. So he's like, "Total." It was only okay to kill everyone when he wasn't infected. Now that he's infected, he's like, "No, I'm not gonna die down here." So he like turns into the real bad guy of the series. So there's a big fight. Final fight between Reaper and I should mention there was one character that was in this like weird ass wheelchair because
they called him Pinky.
He was one of the original people to use the Ark, and his torso got transported to Mars and his legs got transported to some other solar system. So he just has this weird little like wheelchair thing, and he turns into a monster. So there's like a monster with his weird little wheelchair like chasing after Reaper at some point.
I've seen the movie.
Yeah, the final fight is like he keeps getting stronger because the Rock keeps getting stronger because he's slowly turning more and more into like this monster alien. And a Reaper eventually kills him by kicking him into the Ark and transporting him back to Mars and then transporting a grenade along after him. So the grenade blows up, explodes, destroys the Ark station on Mars' side, basically meaning they can never use it ever again. But he manages to kill the last monster, and then Reaper and his sister escape to the surface. And that's the whole movie.
The movie itself had a lot of promise. Like, Doom is a really cool series with a lot of cool monsters. And, like, if somebody would, like, buckle down and wrote a cool script, especially the Doom 2 monsters, like the skeletons with, like, that are, like, on fire. And
yeah.
The giant brain with spider legs.
Yep.
There are just some cool shit.
Yeah.
And then U-Bowl got a hold of it.
It wasn't U-Bowl.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, I was still... actually, Ish is the one that said it was U-Bowl.
It's like it's the Andres only problem...
Bart Kowiak.
That's the only problem I've ever had with video game movies is that no director feels like they should have to, or writer or whatever, feels like they should have to work off of someone else's story. If they had ever made just a video game movie that stuck to the plot of one of the actual video games, I think it'd be really entertaining. I mean, it might not be like I don't know.
To be fair, Doom doesn't have a plot.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever read the story of like the journey that scripts go through once they get submitted to like studios.
I have. I actually read a whole story about how the Super Mario Brothers movie got to be like what it was.
It was a lot worse than it is now. Like slowly with the age of the internet and fandom, like studio executives, like with evidence of Deadpool or like letting filmmakers do what they want. But back in the 90s and the early 2000s, it was like a shit show. It was pretty much the studio would hire you to make a movie and then they would just be like, oh, and you have to do this, 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 and that.
You're not allowed to give notes unless you're a part of like a pre-approved team now, I think. And like you have to know about like if it's something with like, you know, like a comic book or something like that, you have to have some sort of knowledge of it.
But
yeah, it was just dumb.
There's a lot of like I actually read the Doom novels when I was in middle school. I don't know if you guys ever read them. They're actually pretty, pretty good if I remember correctly. It might be shit now. It was actually a cool story. But yeah, I don't know. The Doom movie had a lot of promise. I remember going seeing it in the theater and I was like, holy shit, that was bad.
Yeah, if you completely disassociate it from the game, though, it's not a terrible, terrible movie. Not a terrible action movie.
It was pretty bad.
I didn't think it was horrible. It wasn't as bad as I was expecting. From what everybody said.
You know what one of my favorite Doom games is? Is Doom 64. Did you ever play that?
No, I didn't.
I don't think I did either.
It was a totally different game. Like, it was his own game. They only made it for Nintendo 64. It had, like, a whole, like, storyline and everything. It was a really, really cool Doom game. You guys should look it up. Like, watch a Let's Play of it or something. It was an awesome game.
But I think I have that somewhere. I never played it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back of other video game movies I've seen over the years, but it's just not... They're never, like, good.
Double Dragon was pretty good, right?
I never saw Double Dragon.
Are you serious? You've not seen the Double Dragon movie?
No.
Next time on Nintendo Dreamcast Podcast. Oh, my God. Is that movie bad?
I can't remember whether I saw it or not. I don't feel like I have.
You would know if you've seen it.
Is a Bobo in it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yes.
Can't be that bad, then.
What happened to the Double Dragon franchise? Like, all these franchises being brought back and, like...
They did a reboot of it not too long ago. It was called Double Dragon Neon.
Really?
Yeah, it totally didn't take itself seriously.
I'd never heard of that.
Yeah. They just need
to make another Double Dragons.
It was an Xbox Live arcade game.
Castlevania's been in a lull too. Ever since the 3DS game came out, they're like, that sucked really bad.
Yeah.
Instead of going back and doing more like 3D side scrollers, which would be awesome, they're just like, fuck it. If we can't make a new game, we're just not.
I don't know what's wrong with Konami, you know.
So.
But I am just utterly unable to consume handheld games for some reason.
Really?
That's about all I get to play anymore.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the problem. Like, if I'm sitting at home, when I got the most use out of my handheld games is when I was like traveling a lot, like riding buses back and forth between college and stuff like that. Because I had no other option besides playing handheld games or like watching movies I had downloaded on my computer or something like that. But now I don't travel as much anymore. And if I'm sitting at home, it's always like, do I want to play on my handheld game or do I want to play a video game on my 50-inch screen TV?
See, I like handheld because you can watch something on your 50-inch screen TV and play a game at the same time.
Maybe you can.
If you do, when you do play
Fire Emblem, not really.
You should totally use the headphones. I have like a nice big like set of headphones at home. And oh my God, the audio in this game is amazing.
But that's why I'm like so far behind on Halo. I haven't finished Awakening. I only ever played one Pokemon game. I have not played Bravely Default at all yet. And those are just like what I consider the essentials of 3DS. There's like a lot more games I could have. Like I haven't played any of the Castlevania games that have come out on 3DS ever, or NES system.
Yeah, I'm still trying to beat Majora's Mask.
That would be another one to drive down again. But I mean, it's really hard for me to justify replaying games.
I never beat that to begin with, and I didn't get that far in it.
I don't like Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad game. Like, I have nothing wrong with the game. I just personally don't like it. which I'm proud of the fact that I don't like it, because if you read the article on like the weird thing where people hate Zelda games and then 10 years later they love them, still hate Majora's Mask. Not a fun game. Always liked Wind Waker.
It's not. It's probably not even in my top five, but it's not bad.
Yeah, I just can't get into it.
Wind Waker is good.
Has anybody played Triforce Heroes or whatever?
No. I don't consider it a real Zelda game.
I'm not playing their damn party games.
I wonder if it was any good or not.
I don't know.
There's a lot of games I want to play right now. I just realized that I've been a little bit slumped too, because for the last while, all I've been playing is like games I borrowed from you, like Dragon Age Inquisition and Witcher 3, Fallout 4, which I bought. I think Fallout 4 and Star Wars Battlefront might have been the only games I bought from GameStop all year last year.
Well, that's crazy.
I hope you buy Fire Emblem Fates.
I probably will. I still want to try chasing the limited edition for a little while longer. I'm not in a huge rush to play the game anyways.
You should be. It's that good day.
Yeah.
You can totally pet your waifus. Waifus.
Anybody check the email? Really?
Did the McElroys ever respond to us?
Nope.
No. I don't think we ever issued the challenge formally.
God damn it, Ish. You had one job, man.
Yeah.
Where's Adrian Paul at?
He never does it.
I'm going to pitch my Highlander video game to him.
Yeah, no emails.
Yep. It's one-on-one fights, and it's in first person on the 3DS, and you use the stylus as a sword, and then you just drag the stylus across their neck to decapitate.
I was listening to some of our old podcasts, and one of the things on our last email from Zmelts is that he really wanted to hear about what it was like having a game store. And we kept talking about maybe doing something about it, but it was still, you hadn't had the store that long and stuff like that.
Mostly just stressful right now. Yeah. It's come back in like a year when it's not like stressful and nerve-wracking all the time.
James doesn't want to give away his secrets.
I see.
My secrets, pile of money I'm hiding in that closet.
But just keep that in the back of your head, James, like, this would be a great addition to my
podcast.
Yeah,
I definitely would like to do that when I'm not here, like, 140 hours a week, because it's all I think about. This is a nice reprieve from that. But once I have, like, paid employees and I can take, like, 2 days off a week, that'd be great.
I watched all of Gilmore Girls.
Why?
All 7 seasons.
Why? Congratulations.
It's great. It's a really good show. It really is.
Okay. Cool. I won't make you defend it. I'll accept this and move on with my life.
As always.
I was like obsessed with it for like 3 weeks. I was like, it happened to be like the 3 weeks we weren't podcasting. Maybe I was just depressed.
Yeah. As always, I remember one joke from that show being good.
I don't even know what that show is.
Gilmore Girls. It's about a woman that gets pregnant really early with a child.
Moves to this small town in the East Coast.
So her and her daughter are not that far off in age, really. So they're like best friends.
And her, that's about her like trying to get her daughter into Harvard and like this really upscale prep school. And she has really rich parents, and so she has to constantly deal with them. But they want to like try to take her daughter away from her.
Sounds really depressing and dumb.
It's not. It's really funny, well written. It's got a lot of interesting characters in it.
Does anybody remember the name of the show? That came, it was one of the producers of Firefly did it right after Firefly got canceled. It had Kaylee from Firefly on it, and it was like Something Falls, and it was about these people that live like in a trailer park, like near Niagara Falls or something. And she worked like at the gift shop, and it was just a really, really, really awesome show. And there was only like 11 episodes because it got canceled too. Like,
it sounds awesome, man. I haven't heard of it.
I think Tim Minear is the name. It's the guy that co-did Firefly with Joss Whedon. I had it on DVD, but I've lost it.
Wonderfalls?
Yes. There's something supernatural. I can't remember. It's been a long time. I bought it on DVD in like 2004.
Yeah, that's when it came out, 2004.
And immediately lost it. So I watched through it like one time, but I don't remember what the show is about. She can like see the future or something? What's the synopsis?
I'm trying to find the synopsis right now.
The wiki.
A lonely loner living in Niagara Falls who, after graduating college, has fallen into a carefree, comforting rut, living in a trailer park and working as a retail clerk in the Falls souvenir shop of Wonderfalls. That is, until souvenirs and anything in the world with an anthropomorphic face start talking to her, insisting she do things in cryptic single-sentence messages or there will be dire consequences. When followed, the resulting ping-pong effect appears to be the work of a divine plan, but soon Jay becomes smitten with a local bartender, and the figurines are telling her to do things that go against every fiber of her being. Reluctant savior, Jay's hand is forced into the lives of others and befuddles her family in a fight that may not just cost her comfortable life and a budding romance, but her sanity. So little figurines, anything with an anthropomorphized face starts really talking to her and telling her to do things.
That sounds really good, actually. It's about it only lasted one season.
It's got an 8.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh, all right.
I'll check that out. I got that from literally Googling Something Falls TV show.
That's good. But no, highly recommend Gilmore Girls. I know you guys aren't ever going to watch it, nope. But you should watch it. Oh. You will be pleasantly surprised.
There is one joke I remember from that show because I watched like one or two episodes with it.
Danny's obviously seen the entire series.
No, I have not. But it was...
It's okay, Danny's mom.
There was the daughter and the mother were sitting on a bench, and the daughter had done a set of laundry, and the mother's like, why didn't you tell me? I have, like, nothing to wear.
Yeah, I remember that.
And she's like, I don't know, I didn't think about it. She's like, I'm literally not wearing any underwear right now. And so they walk into the dude's coffee shop or
Luke,
whatever.
Yeah.
And he's too busy, like, talking
Luke
to other
people. Luke is awesome.
He's too busy talking to other people to help them. And so they, like, just help themselves to, like, a bran muffin and, like, leave the money on the counter. And the mom gets all pissed off at Luke. And she's like, here's a tip. Serve your customers. And he's like, here's another one. Don't sit on any cold benches.
Yeah, that was a good one. I see you fighting back
James
the laugh there, James.
Unimpressed. Unimpressed.
All right. Well, on that note, we should shut it down, I guess, unless you guys have more to add to this. Mm-mm. All right. Well, contact us at NintendoDreamcastPodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email.
Sure. They'll do that.
Check us out on our Facebook page. Yep. And good night.
Good night.
Good night.